Hey guys, this is Shanalei from Selling the Hawaiian Way. And today's episode, I am talking to you about, yes, I know, your favorite topic, business plans, because we work on our business plan at the end of the year, as do all real estate agents, real estate brokers, real estate salespeople, because of the fact that towards the end of the year, not only does the sales cycle start slowing down, but you get to see how you did for this year. This is what I'm currently doing with my agents right now. And even if you're a new agent and you just got into the business and you're like, Shauna, I just got my license, it doesn't matter, because this will set you up for next year, and you just need to tailor your numbers so that you take into the account, okay, well, I need to study, I need to understand my market, I need to figure out who I'm going to reach out to. So the business plan that you have as a new agent is going to be a lot different than the business plan that you have as a mid-tiered or an experienced agent, but you're still going to be focused on what things can I do and where do I want to focus? Do I want to focus on rentals? Do I want to focus on sales? Am I going to focus in a particular neighborhood? Am I going to focus on luxury? When I take a look at my contacts, where do I feel like my business is going to come from? Is it going to be my networking group? Is it going to be my church group? Is it going to be my friends and my family within a particular ethnic group, right? This is what we call our sphere of influence. So even as a new agent, you can start putting some very conservative numbers on your business plan in order to give you a goal, because you need a goal to hit no matter what. It doesn't matter if you're brand new into the business, if you're mid-tiered into the business, or you're super experienced. Without a goal, you have no destination that you're trying to get to. So within this business plan, we take a look at how agents have done throughout this year. And then we take a look at it from a more critical eye and said, well, where do you think that you fell short? How can we make that better? Where did our business come from? Where do you want your business to go? Because remember, you're the CEO of your business that happens to sell real estate and rent real estate, lease real estate, but you're the CEO of your business. And you need to decide, do you want to be the best of the best? Do you want to make $100,000 a year? Do you want to make $500,000 a year? And nobody can answer that question except for you. So the business plan is truly there so that you can keep structured and you physically have something to look at. A lot of the times, extremely successful entrepreneurs will say, if you want something, you should write it down. You should put it on your refrigerator. You should put it on your mirror. You should put it on your desk. You should put it on anywhere that you're constantly looking at, even if that means it's your phone. And what this does is it creates a repetition in your mind, so you're always seeing it. You always know what you're focused on. You always know what your goal is. And it's supposed to motivate you on a daily basis. I personally use that for myself, and I recommend that to my agents as well. So if you feel like that's going to be helpful for you, go ahead, take whatever it is that your yearly goal is, break that yearly goal into a monthly goal, and then make sure you have that number constantly in front of you as your driving force to keep you moving and keep you moving. Because when the market shifts and it gets a little bit difficult, sometimes people tend to get a little sad. They're like, you know, Shauna, the market really isn't so good, and I'm not really too sure as far as what I should do. And then we come in, they sit down, we talk about it. The first thing that they need to do is get their mind out of the negative and get it into the positive, because you're not selling anything being negative. That's number one. Number two, in order for you to hit your goals, you need to focus on the things that you need to do. You cannot focus on everything that is wrong. You just need to focus on where you're going, and you need to put your head down, and you just need to go. So the whole thing about the business plan is, the business plan is a structure to help to keep you accountable. And if you're the type of person that lacks structure in your life, you gotta work a little bit harder in order to make sure that you do your daily actions so that you can talk to 5 to 10 people every single day, that you can reach out to 5 to 10 people every single day, so that you start building these habits. And honestly, the magic is in the habits. There's a lot of people that don't want to work so hard in New York City. For instance, as you guys know, I've mentioned, there's over 60,000 agents in New York City. And they tend to not think about that for some reason. A lot of people don't think about that. And the reason why I mention that is because 60,000 agents means that everybody knows somebody who knows somebody's cousin, brother, sister, auntie, uncle, mom, who is a real estate agent. So that means that every single time that somebody decides to work with you, they're turning their back to somebody else, because clearly options is not a problem. It makes it a very highly competitive environment, which means that there are a lot of people who want to be successful, who want to win business, who want to try and try and try and try and try to be the best that they can. And that may not be for you, and it may not be for everyone. And like I said, you need to decide where you want to fall in your market as a producing agent. Do you want to be a top agent? Do you want to be a mid-tiered agent? You're like, you know what, Shauna, as long as I make $150,000, I'm okay. That's a good life for me. Perfectly fine. Nobody says that anybody needs to be all the way at the top. As long as you hit your goals, or you come very close to your goals, or you're working towards your goals every single day, that's truly what counts. But the magic is, it's not just hoping for things, right? You don't just put everything on a business plan and then decide, you know what? I think I'm just going to take off today because I'm not really feeling so motivated. And then you do that another day. And then you do that another day. And now you're 3 days behind. You do that another day. And then here comes the first quarter and you're like, I didn't make any money, or I didn't really make the amount of money or close the amount of deals that I wanted to close. And here is the hard truth that you need to tell yourself when that happens. The questions you need to ask yourself is, if I were to watch myself on a camera being recorded for my actions and how I've been living my day as a separate third party, would I say that that person was pushing as hard as they could possibly push every single day? If you were to rewind the tape, you were to play it back. And then when you think about it like that, you'll realize that there's a lot more that you could have done and you just chose not to, because of the way you felt, because of the lack of motivation, because maybe life was too chaotic at the time. And you know what? That's okay. I always tell my agents, that's okay, because tomorrow is a new day. And as long as you're able to figure out, you know what? I didn't do a good job. I understand where my faults are. I understand what I need to do in order to motivate myself. I understand that I physically need to write down a routine on how to get up. I gotta get up at the same time every single day. I gotta go and I gotta work out every single day so that I at least have some sort of structure and routine in my life, so I don't feel like I am not accomplishing anything. then that's what you have to do. And you have to have an accountability partner if you are not the type of person that is self-motivated enough to drive without anybody helping to drive you. I grew up as a competitive Polynesian dancer and a competitive tennis player. And it never dawned on me that I always had a team around me in order to keep me pushing. You know, I had my mom there, I had my dance coach there, I had my tennis coach there, I had a lot of people relying on me, and I knew that my job at that time was to produce results. And although it may have taken at times, sometimes my mom needed to put me in my place and she needed to say, you're not giving me everything that you can give me. I'm not seeing that you're pushing as hard. I'm not seeing that you're pouring your heart out when you're dancing. I'm not seeing that you're putting your best effort when you're playing tennis. And as a child, you may think about that and say, well, that's just not enough. But then as you start getting older, you start realizing that if everybody always tells you only what's good, you can't get better. If you, and I'm not saying to go ahead and criticize yourself all the time. I'm not saying that you should be overly critical by any means. I'm just saying that when it's time to be honest with yourself on how much you can do and why you may have the results that you currently have, which is not the results that you necessarily want. What were the things that you did or didn't do in order to get there? And how can you change those actions so that you become a little bit more action oriented, pushing the ball in the right direction, as opposed to just kind of sitting there and just trying to be a victim? Because there is strategy to this business, and that's exactly what the business plan is for. The business plan is to help you to see where your business came from and where you're planning to have your business go for the next year. Now, if you don't have an accountability partner, and after listening to this, you're like, you know what? I really need one. It can be anybody. It can be somebody that you work with, because a lot of the times, even though I recommend agents to get on a team, if for some reason you're not able to get on a team, I highly recommend that you have another partner within the brokerage, or it could even be another brokerage, somebody that you trust, somebody where it could even be you guys are in competition with each other, but you want to win, they want to win, but you guys also have a friendship outside of the fact that you are in competition with each other, so you guys can drive each other. And it doesn't even necessarily need to be within the same brokerage. It doesn't need to be within the same industry. It could be a different industry, but they're also in sales. All it is that it's somebody that can hold you accountable, and maybe they also need an accountability partner as well. I noticed that that works, and it works really well. So anyways, this is what the business plan is for. If you guys don't have any sort of business plan, I recommend that you look up Tom Ferry, one of the best real estate coaches in the nation. He does have a free business plan that you can download. I'm a big fan of Tom Ferry. He has tons of real estate videos online. I know a lot of people. I know a lot of top agents that have been coached by Tom Ferry. I promise you, this is not a Tom Ferry plug. I am not advertising for him. I am not getting any monetary compensation from him. I'm simply giving you a resource that I trust, that I find to be very helpful, not only for my agents, but for a lot of agents that I know personally as friends. So right now is the time to sit down, analyze your business, come up with your business plan, get ready for next year, and to focus on action steps in order to hit your goals. Because money doesn't fall from trees. Business doesn't come from anywhere. And if you want to be successful in this entrepreneurial business, you need to treat it as I am the CEO of my business. And I need to think about what am I doing, actions, in order to cultivate business, in order to talk to people, meet new people, ask for the business, hand out your business cards. My agents are probably so sick because I'm always telling them this. How many cards did you give out today? How many people did you talk to today? And if you need any sort of motivation or you need a reminder about what you need to do, come back to this podcast. This podcast is created to help you because I know that not everybody is going to be a part of my brokerage, and I'm completely fine with that. But at the same time, people do need to find resources in order to help them to grow, to help them to be better. And that's exactly what this is for you. This is a resource. So if at any point in time you need a little reminder on what it is that you need to do, come back to my podcast, listen to this again. And absolutely thank you so much for always listening. Thank you guys for trusting me and the value that I provide for you. I truly hope that these tips and the things and the advice that I'm giving you, I hope that it helps you, because I've been in the business for 12 years. I work for the best teams. I've worked under incredible people that have been in the business since the 70s or the 80s. And these are all the things that I have learned, and I'm simply passing on to you guys because of the fact that I know that one day I will not be living on this earth. And there has been so many people that have impacted my life personally in ways that they just don't even understand. So to pass on this knowledge in a pay it forward kind of way, this is exactly what I'm here to do. So agents and everyone, thank you so much for listening. As always, I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, mahalo.